Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. 'Fortunately, the Ebola outbreak in Africa is on the wane, but another related virus is now spreading in East Africa.
The Marburg virus outbreak began in Turkana, Kenya, with a game hunter who died after coming into contact with infected fruit bats.
Marburg virus belongs to a family of viruses called filovirus that includes Ebola. Like Ebola, it's spread by contact with bodily fluids or tissues, contaminated equipment, or other objects.
The latest outbreak began in September 2017 with the game hunter who lived near a cave inhabited by African fruit bats, which are the natural reservoirs for the virus. The man in his 30s developed a high fever, was vomiting, and had diarrhea.
He was treated for malaria at a hospital but quickly worsened and died. His sister, who had nursed him, died next. The third victim was their brother. As is often the case with filovirus hemorrhagic fevers, two healthcare workers also developed symptoms.
Even though health officials try to contain the virus by tracking down everyone who came into contact with a sick patient, it's challenging since many East Africans have large families with elaborate burial rituals.
Other factors make containing this outbreak more challenging. Hospitals in the region keep patients in one large room, which allows transmission more easily. And Turkana is near the Kenya-Uganda border, which means as people move between the two countries, they could bring the virus with them.
The hope is that lessons learned from the Ebola outbreak of 2016 can be used to limit this and future outbreaks.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.